Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer on this thankful Thursday as we continue our thanking God in prayer for every book of the Bible. We come to the book of Job. It is the 18th book of the Bible and the 18th in the Old Testament. It is found in the books of wisdom and is the first in the books of wisdom literature or the books of poetry. Job is a book of contemplation as well as a book of patience or endurance. In the time period of what we can tell to be the time of the patriarchal law, sometime before the law of Moses was installed. And we're not quite sure when exactly Job lived, but it seems to be the case from our context clues that it was before the law of Moses was installed. Lastly, we want to note that Job is a book about a man named Job and his family who face very tough circumstances and how he overcomes them. In Job chapter 1, verse number 1, it says, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil." We also see not only is that more than enough of a great definition of who Job was and his character, but verse number 5 of Job chapter 1, it says he regularly rose early in the morning to offer burnt offerings for his family. So would you pray with me at this time in thanks to God for the book of Job. Father in heaven, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for your inspired word and how it is perfect and it helps to guide us through the examples and principles that are outlined in your word. Father, we thank you for the book of Job and how it reveals to us that you are still working in your people's lives behind the scenes, that you are trusting in your people to live righteously, and that you are against those who do wickedly. Father, we thank you for the book of Job and the stories of the real people found within it, for Job himself and his wisdom and his speech, his righteous example, and his trust in you. We thank you for the stories of his wife and his friends and how we understand that they made a mistake in blaming you and blaming Job for the wrongs that he suffered. And Father, we thank you for the stories of the real being that Satan is and his desire to entice us and his devices that we see and we can learn from in this way. And Father, we thank you for establishing these things in the book of Job, that our daily decisions play a key role in our eternal futures, and for how it establishes that we will all face trials and difficulties in our lives, and the fact that it is not because of our sins that we suffer physically. And we should help us to remember that, please, Father. And Father, we thank you for the book of Job and how it tells us that we as your people will face opposition from a variety of sources, and that could be from our family, it could be from our friends, and it could be directly from Satan in some way. And Father, we thank you for the book of Job and its promises and echoes of Job and how that relates to Christ, the suffering, endurance, and reward that you gave in the end, and how they were both chosen by you. We're thankful for that promise and the echo there. We also thank you for chapter 19 and verse number 25, where Job gives a sentiment that we can also understand in our own lives. He says, "I know that my Redeemer lives." And we know that ours lives as well, and that that same Redeemer is Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the book of Job and how it tells us that those who overcome will be rewarded with eternal life with you. Father, we thank you for the Bible, for the book of Job, and we pray that we would thank you more in prayer. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by the sweet of prayer.